Yes, it's 23 minutes past 10 on Local Radio 3MFM, and I'm talking with Peter McCarthy from Merbau North about Merbau music. Now, Peter, we've talked about how it started and funding from the anti-gambling
initiative,
which is great to get. Because I know during COVID people were sitting there online gambling, and I've seen the figures. It was pretty shocking, actually, what was going on. But how long has this been going for again?
We've started the maybe 2 weeks before the actual country lockdown for COVID.
Okay.
Then we had that enforced break. So it's all a blur now.
But you're, back. Years. But you're yes. back to normal now.
Yeah, we are. And as it turns out, I ended up having to cancel the last one because I actually got COVID myself 2 days after the missus. So it just knocked out that last one. But yeah, the next 3 months, I'm clear. There's a silver lining.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we've been hit here too. I've been fortunate, touch wood. Nothing's happened. But, yeah, it was you learn different skills.
Absolutely. We were actually beneficiaries there because they then started to be, my wife and the daughters were exchanging recipes over the internet, and all of a sudden all these extra menu options came up. So there was different things that happened during COVID that made us rethink how we do things.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's been a real bonus.
Yeah, we closed down the station during some of the lockdowns because it was just too risky.
Right.
Even now, we still wash the socks, the microphone socks and everything down, just to be absolutely sure. But some of us learnt completely new skills, like how to broadcast from home, which was challenging. I can tell you the news used to pop up at odd spots, and all that, but it didn't take long. But we weren't alone because we heard that 3AW was doing the same thing on the breakfast show. They were missing, they were missing the cues and all the rest of it. But it's really difficult when you know, something like this comes in. But then you look at all the skills that are available. So now I find I don't even have to be here.
Right, right.
I could be in Timbuktu.
As long as you've got internet coverage.
Yeah, that's right. That's the key thing. So how many people are involved in?
We generally get a turn up of about a dozen each time. But the overall members that we've got within the group, I think it's around about 60 now in our Facebook group.
So, 60?
So that's, and some of those are international. We've got some New Zealanders in there. I've got someone down in Tassie, and so because of the internet connection, it gives you that spread that's way outside your local area. Merbau North has only got 2,500 people, so I'm surprised that we can even get the turn-up that we do with such a small township. But, of course, we're close to other areas, so we get the people coming up from the valley, and they've been fantastic to add in as well.
So the people from interstate and overseas, do they join your jam?
They don't, but I've always been tempted to try an online one to see if it works.
Yeah, see, we've got all these new skills with COVID. Yes. You can get onto Zoom and yeah. Well,
my last Zoom meeting crashed and burned, so maybe a bit more skill required there first.
And you said earlier on in the last break that you have women as well. You got more ladies than men.
Slightly more, and that's been really good, particularly for the voices. And what I've been hoping to do is really encourage more singers in there. Initially, we started off with pretty loud, and then we realised that the people who were coming to singing weren't getting much of a look in, so we've just toned our volume down a bit. And now we're getting all these lovely harmonics coming in that just, it's astounding.
So everybody was getting carried away, were they? And turning up the amps and...
Yeah, we didn't even have electric instruments. We were just full on. So we've calmed it down a bit.
And where does all this happen?
We use the old grain store in Merbau North, which has currently got a committee that I've jumped on for the refurbishment of the building. So we're looking to seeing what we can do. One of the principal issues with the grain store has been how it deals with cold temperatures. That's already been thought about, and some generous donations are being considered. So Things are coming along nicely here, but that's the venue we use, which is lovely wooden floors. There's an upstairs which we can't use at the moment. It's got facilities there for the sumptuous afternoon teas that we've been having.
I was going to ask you about that. There's food involved in this, as there always is at these events.
There is now. Initially, we were so musically enthusiastic, we weren't getting to the tea break, but we've got that going now. So we're... the last one would have had jelly cakes and cream, scones, jam and cream often turn up. So there's a that social component has just boomed out of the collection, which I wasn't actually expecting. I was thinking more along the music lines of things, but it's way more sociable than just playing.
Yeah, so. I was going to get onto that because it's more than just music. This is what I'm finding when I talk to people about the Local Men, Local Communities program. That they're involved with. There's one coming up, Golf Without Balls.
Yes, yeah, I'm going to that one.
Yeah. Again, food.
Yes.
there's the table tennis.
Right, yep.
Right. There's a host of things that are happening, and it's all initiated by men who are generally retired, who get off their backsides and do something, and which is really, really good. And, of course, the community benefits from the whole thing, but there's food involved. So who provides all the food?
There is supplementary funding comes in for the afternoon teas, but then there's...
From the council?
Yeah, from South Gippsland.
Yes.
And then there's other things that come in and people bring in a bag of lemons or whatever, so it's just that very communal sort of
which
arrangement.
Which is fantastic, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
That's really what it's all about.
Yes.
Meeting people... the music becomes incidental.
Right, it does. And that's the whole principle behind the grain store is there's a welcome to Mubu as another group as well. One of the church groups use it as well. And all of those are community-focused, just getting people to feel as though they belong in the area. It's fantastic.
Okay, so how can people get involved?
Okay, well, we mainly drive this through... Facebook. We have a Facebook group called Mubu Music. Mm-hmm. It's easy enough to jump onto Facey and go and click that link up. We have a chat group as well for people who want to get any extra information. So there's the opportunity there to join that group as well. And when you go to our Facebook page for our group, we've got a list of tunes that we play at the moment. Try to cover each particular instrument that might be there.
Lots of ukuleles?
There is a lot of ukes, but I was surprised that we've had saxophone, drums.
Wow, okay.
We've had people come in with a fiddle once, but that was a strat, and I would love to see a fiddle player in there on a more permanent basis. We've got a bass player, and the interesting thing is, because of that collection is so diverse, we've got a couple of people that are into reggae music that have actually played in groups, mm-hmm. People that have been in ukulele groups, and such a wide mix. And occasionally someone will offer a tune, and I think, oh, I think I know it. Then once you play it, and you play it with other people, all of a sudden it evolves into something fantastic.
Yeah.
When you play at home in the back room, you're always trying to get an exact cover of a tune. When you go along to a group like that, it becomes what the people make it, so you'll hear different harmonics, and all of a sudden you're not trying to imitate the Rolling Stones. You're playing a Stones tune with the feel from your group that's in it. It's quite amazing that how different they feel.
Mm. Mm. So this is the old grain store?
Yes, that's right.
And when?
It's every second Wednesday, and... this next Wednesday is a day off. Tomorrow's a day off. The following Wednesday we're on. But if you're going to our Facebook group, you'll see the events in there so that you'll get a reminder as well to say that it's coming up. So,
okay. And what time?
It runs from 12:30 till 2:30.
Okay. So that gives you time to have a bit of food as well.
Yeah. So the halfway mark, we hit the cup of tea. And
right.
Then we have to make sure that we're got ourselves sorted by school pick-up time in case the grandparents are doing the duties.
Right. and can people come along and spectate?
They can, but nobody ever has. And I think the thing there is you'll end up tapping your foot or something like that. Heather comes along, who actually got us started, and she does the note-taking, and initially she would be the one that would kick off the smoko, but it's all shared responsibilities now, so that's good. Somebody's been doing the dishes afterwards. I haven't found out how it is yet.
You haven't found out how to do that. You can play an instrument, but but it's very hard. It's a specialised job, I've found, to do dishes.
Well, I started off doing it. Then when I went to do it, it was done. So somebody's snuck out there and done the decent thing, which is very nice.
Yeah, well, local men, local communities. Look, a hint for all men out there. If you're doing the dishes, always leave something on the edge. And then you become incompetent and it's done for you.
I had a theory that always be seen to be doing the job so that people appreciate that it was you.
Yes, yes.
It's a retired gentleman's trick number 7, I think.
Yeah. Oh, Peter, look, thanks so much for coming in today. It's fascinating to hear. So that is the Merbau Music.
Yep.
A jam session every second Wednesday, not tomorrow.
Now, can I say that's Merbau North is the actual location.
Yes. And
we started the name before we realised that Tom had a Merbau had music going up in Merbau, and that's worth going to as well, by the way.
So it's Merbau North music.
Yeah, well, it's Merbau Music.
Merbau Music.
Because it was easier to do, and I did offer them their name, but Tom said just go with it.
Okay, so it's Merbau Music anyway, yeah. And it's at the Old Grain store every second Wednesday. Check them out on Facebook, and you can get all the details of when it's on, who's playing, who's doing what, and if you can play the fiddle, then go and fiddle up at Merbau North. Peter, thanks so much for coming into 3MFM today.
Thank you kindly.
3MFM, 88.1, 89.1, 89.5.